The time now is 7 minutes to 8 and Conor has more business news.
Anya, Apple is facing legal action by one of its shareholders, the hedge fund manager David Einhorn, who's putting pressure on the company to start divvying out some of its $137 billion in cash to investors. Apple, like a lot of successful US companies, holds most of its cash outside the US and would face a hefty tax bill if it were to repatriate the money. That doesn't mean that shareholders, though, are any less anxious to get their hands on it. It's an issue, I think, that you're going to see increasingly coming to the fore this year, not only with Apple, but with a lot of other large companies in the US. Now, market reaction so far to the Anglo bond swap deal has been positive. Yesterday, the yield or interest rate demanded by investors to hold government debt due in 2020 fell to 3.952%, its lowest level since 2007 pre-crisis. So the markets are happy so far, but what's in it for us? Owen Callan is senior dealer with Danske Markets, which is a primary dealer in Irish government bonds. Owen, what we might look at first of all is what the ratings agencies have to say, because there could potentially be an upgrade in this. What do you think are the chances of that, and what does that mean in terms of the benefit to Ireland?
In terms of the ratings agencies, unfortunately, they're a bit like super tankers. They only turn around at a very, very slow pace, and then they tend to go in one direction for a long period of time.
Usually heading for an iceberg, if passed.
That is the experience they've had, I think, over the last few years, and which we've all seen. They lagged this crisis on the way down, in the sense that they didn't downgrade perhaps lots of securities or banks or sovereigns quick enough, and in the same way, they will probably lag it on the way up. They will be the last people to recognise maybe progress made by certain countries within the Eurozone. From Moody's yesterday, we had some suggestions that they don't really seem to be changing their mind in Ireland on the back of this deal, at least.
They're the most downbeat.
They have us at a sub-investment grade rating, or a junk rating, as it's also called, BA1, and they also have us on negative outlook, so they even see a potential for a further reduction in that rating if things were to get worse. That said, they do appear to be at least softening their language. The rhetoric they had yesterday said that while their rating was appropriate, it certainly was reassuring, this deal, and it was credit positive.
So the path then back to the markets, or to the exit from the bailout, how much clearer potentially is it now?
I think the government had two big initiatives that they wanted to undertake and complete this year. The promissory note was one, and the ESM vis-a-vis maybe taking on some of the bank stakes was the other. The promissory note one is now out of the way. It was a big uncertainty for the market, whether it was going to be a good outcome or a bad outcome, or whether there's going to be any outcome at all. I think it has to be seen as a good outcome in terms of what was achievable and what was realistic. So certainly that's a positive. I think it supports the NTMA in terms of they have less funding to do. That should therefore make it easier for them to go back to the market. They should be able to get a better yield. And I think it therefore puts them in a more flexible position as to just when and how they do that.
Speaking of the NTMA, obviously they've been raising money for shorter time frames. We're not back yet at the 10-year kind of benchmark raising of government debt. How soon do you think we can get there? And are we likely, do you think, while the going is good, to see some guerrilla action, if you like, by the NTMA?
Certainly the NTMA has been opportunistic, in their own words, before. They've taken the opportunity to take money off the table, as it were, when the window is there, when risk sentiment is in a strong enough position, both for Ireland but for the market in general. I think they said they would like to do a 10-year within the next few months, certainly in the first half of this year, to fully confirm their return to the markets, as it were. I think at some stage over the next months would not be surprising, although they will do it, as I said, given this new flexibility.
As soon as that?
It could be that soon. It will depend on general risk sentiment. Obviously in Spain and in Italy at the moment, things are not going as well as maybe hoped, and they have to be cognizant of things that are out of their control. But certainly I think they would like to do it while the window is there, and certainly this gives them the flexibility and the strong support for the funding profile if they did wish to go in the next month.
Owen Callan of Danske Markets, thanks very much for that analysis. In currency news this morning, the euro trading at $1.34, substantially down on that 14.5 month high of 1.37 it hit last week, and 85.2 pence sterling.
Conor, thank you very much indeed for that.